SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on. A couple of NBA games. Actually, kind of a light night, not going to lie. In terms of live stuff, only four NBA games tonight, four NHL games. There's only three college basketball games of, I guess, somewhat significance, although I guess we have to figure out the Carver and Lisi obscure mid-major game of the night. It's a live bet. We'll see if we can find some opportunities there. We do have a lot. Joe's going to be happy. A lot of football news. I mean, Joe's going to be real excited. A lot of football news for him here tonight. Maybe even the golf, too, as the golf heads to Florida. And they're playing in Haro's backyard this week, which is always fun over at PGA National. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For that to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Carver. We kept it going, pal. We kept the minute.
I heard.
Jacksonville, the Dolphins over North Florida.
Did you find a couple obscure mid-major games?
Just one. It was one in the middle weeds of like Thursday or Friday. We laid the 1.5. We kept it going. So we picked our spot. We kept it going. And I got a couple of bets. I got snake bitten in a couple of games over the weekend. Did well. I'll send you the tickets. But I'm on Miami tonight. Plus the 13.5. Okay.
And well, you just take that now, or did you take that earlier?
Pre-game. Okay. They're down 9. So yeah. If you want to jump in.
I just saw they're 14.5, so they're back to kind of where it was before.
Well, they're down 9. But you know what? I still think this is a spot for them to step up. They've lost 6 straight.
I'm done with them. They are completely gutless. They lost at home to Georgia Tech on Saturday.
I know. They were laying 7.5. That was a ripe spot. Everybody jumped on Miami, and they got kicked in the chops. And now I think they step up. They're down by 9. I'm willing to jump in. The fact that it didn't readjust from 13.5 to 14.5, and they're almost down double digits, to me, the books think that they're going to be in it. I'm on the under. Got CLV. Under 148.5. Baylor TCU. It's down to 146.5. And then this Bogdanovich, 3 threes. I hit Duncan Robinson on a 7-1 bet with Hero.
I saw that Friday
in the
night.
Lineup.
Yeah.
So
no Hero tonight. No Hero tonight.
Yeah, well, but right, he was in. They took him out on Friday. He was out. So Duncan Robinson was like 4-1. When Hero came in, he went to 7-1, and I played them both more on Robinson, and I hit it.
Now, you ain't getting that number tonight.
No.
He's minus 140 for 4 threes tonight. You have to climb the ladder for 6 for plus 310 for dunk tonight because everybody's out.
I got a hockey bet, too. A hockey bet.
Tonight you have a hockey bet?
I do. A hockey bet. McDavid plus 115 to score.
Oh, okay. Straight. Nothing with it. Just straight up.
No, with Miami.
Oh, okay. Of course. You know, to put something with it. Couldn't play it straight. You can also bet the Stars if you want. That's a lock.
Give me a total. I need a total tonight.
Actually, you want a total? Let me give you these numbers. The Islanders and the Stars for the over, Joe. Give me 1 second. Let me get this up for you here.
Because it's juiced to the under right now a little bit. Minus 112, minus 108.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, which is, here you go. The Islanders are 14-5-2 to the over on their road in their last 21. Dallas 17-2 to the over in their last 19 at home. That was from Jonathan Davis, who tweeted that out earlier. So That's a couple big trends to the over there, Joe.
Yeah,
big trends.
You know what I did?
Over.
All right, so that scared me because everybody's going to be on that. Here's what I did. I just put it in. You ready?
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
This is the, you ready?
I'm ready.
I just want to hit the button to make sure it's in. So I'm in. Live on Miami, plus the 14.5. McDavid to hit the goal, right? At plus 115. Okay. And then over 5.5, Boston and the Kraken.
Over 5.5, Boston and the Kraken. Okay.
Okay.
That's a good revenge spot for Boston, too, tonight. They lost at home to Seattle a couple weeks ago. Good revenge spot. If you want to throw the Bruin money line in there with it.
Now, did you watch any of the... How was the vacay? How was the trip to Great Wolf?
You know, the kids had fun. Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, that's all right.
Kids had
fun. Did you watch any of the hoops over the weekend?
I did see a few games, yeah.
Did you see that Houston-Baylor game?
I saw the overtime, yeah.
Did you see how they got to overtime?
I saw the highlights, yes.
Okay, so I was on Baylor money line, trailing the whole game, and I had Baylor plus 6.5 in game. Kid goes to the cylinder and won. 1 second left, 2 seconds left, right?
Yeah.
Kid for Baylor can't nail down a free throw, right? Off the rim, Houston comes down, nails a three to win it, but it was still in his hand when the lights went off. So they go to OT. Absolutely boat race. They lose by 6.
Yeah,
like, what a way to – you got to hit your free throws, man. I mean, you're trailing the whole game. You get the N1. That's a perfect spot. Everybody will be loving you at the party. Kid misses the free throw. Terrible.
There was a couple sweats on Saturday. Didn't have a sweat with that over in the Alabama-Kentucky game. I know that.
Oh, man. Man, now Alabama's on 3 straight heaters. You want to talk about Alabama. They went 98-93 in the game that we liked, Florida and Bama. That was 176.5. They put up 100 before that, and they gave up 114 to Kentucky, or 117, whatever it was.
Mm.
Amazing.
They're playing Ole Miss on Wednesday night. You know, that'll be a... I'll be another
under.
One. Wait, oh,
that's
dead under,
dead
you say.
Under.
Dead under.
Yeah, I guarantee you the total's in the 180s.
We'll find out tomorrow when we do it. Yeah, because it's Wednesday night, that game. So,
what are they going to make the total? I mean, if Bama and Florida was 176.5 and Kentucky and Bama was 176.5, this is going to be like 181.
It's very possible. Very, very possible. Both teams like to go up and down, as we say. I mean, Ole Miss, they score 75 points a game.
But that's what I'm saying. They play no defense either.
No. They don't.
And the last time they played Kentucky was an under. They had that game at 162.5. Remember?
Dead under. Yeah, I remember.
Well, that's
here
where
come.
We're at.
How about this? Miami down 4. Here they come.
Here we go.
Here
come
comes
on,
Miami.
Larinaga.
Here
Let's
comes
go.
Miami.
I told you. This is a get-right spot. Let's go.
Meanwhile, also, West Virginia getting hammered at the Little Apple.
They are terrible.
Kansas State
terrible.
Getting hammered.
I was
48-31
this weekend.
Laying against BYU?
Catching 1.5. Smelt.
Nice job by
Smelt.
You. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Monday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159 here on a Monday night. Here you're Mike Carver and, of course, Joe Lisi. J.P. Fleming in the mix tonight as well. What happened to Matias? How long is he gone, Joe? How long has Matias
Thursday.
Gone for?
I think Thursday. I think
Thursday.
He's going
back to the homeland? Where'd he go?
He went on vacation. Now, here's the thing, Carver. He had another sizzle
back to the
for the MMA.
Don't tell me you got sucked in with an MMA play with him.
No, he guaranteed that this guy was going to win. And I have to look at his – now I have to look at his –
Guaranteed? He guaranteed someone was going to win?
It was almost a flat-out guarantee that he said, this is – put it on the wood. This is almost like a guarantee. So you tell me. When was this? No, this was the one that he got boat raced in. Hang on. I got to look at his hip or belly. He's got all these picks up. Where are the picks for the weekend? Maybe he didn't put them up. I don't know. He did. He tagged me in them, and now they're not there, so he might have gotten smashed. Hang on. Here we go. 2 days ago, Moreno over Royval. I don't know. He had Moreno winning the flyweight bout on the main card. And then Rodriguez Moreno over Ortega. Did they win?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I got to Google this.
I have no idea.
These were the main
he's
card.
Been running, he's been running cold with the MMA. He's been running real cold.
Well,
at least on the main events. He's been, is that the one where I saw all the videos of the guys brawling in the crowd? That MMA fight?
Yeah,
I think that was it. Mexico City.
Yeah,
now, wait a second. Before we move on. So he didn't go back to the islands? He went somewhere else?
He went to Colombia.
Oh, really? That's right. I remember that now. You're right. He went to Colombia. He didn't go back. He didn't go to Hawaii. He went to Colombia.
No.
Okay.
He went to Colombia.
All right. Oh,
so he did get it right. He had Royval over Moreno, and he lost.
What, did he tell you to play it in a knockout or something? What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know which one he liked. They're co-main events. So he split the co-main events. So they were both favorites. He picked chalk.
Well, he's got to get off the mat. I mean, he's let us down a lot lately.
Prado over Zell Huber.
Prado, the jockey? You know
yeah,
what
Prado
I'm talking
lost
about. Remember Prado used to
lost
run at Belmont Park all
Prado
the time, Joe?
Yeah,
Prado.
That was Angel, I think that was Angel Prado. I don't even know. Zell Huber won. The kid Zell Huber won. Decision. The kid 14-1, and he picks the kid Prado. There were
all right, let's get into something here, Joe. What do we got for me here? Little McNeese and Lamar. You want to go a little Texas A&M Corpus Christi at Houston Christian? What do we got here?
Let me tell you what
I have it. I have it. You know I love the CAA. I love the Colonial.
You going Nichols State? You want to go Nichols State?
No, I liked UNC Wilmington Campbell coming up here at 8:30 East.
Where
the Seahawks here laying 8.5 on the road. That's a heavy number on the road. What's the deal with this Campbell team? Let's take a look at their profile, Joe. What do we got with Campbell? Monday nights in the Colonial. Where's the CAA? Why do they not have the CAA listed here?
Looks like they're split down the middle here.
What happened here? What is going on?
Now this is an inverse. This is a divergence play. We got North Carolina Wilmington that's covered 4 out of
their
last 5.
And one of the best teams in that conference too.
And then we got Campbell that's dropped 4 of the last 5.
Did they play
both
yet?
Both teams
this
are
year?
About 500.
Hey, close game a couple weeks ago. Wilmington beat them at home by 3. Close game.
So this could just be an overassessment because Wilmington playing much better right now.
Now, Campbell lost at home to Hampton last week. I mean, Hampton sucks. They got blown out by Drexel. They've lost 3 in a row. Man, I think we lay it.
Let's go under.
Yeah?
Well, give me the score in the last game.
For which team?
The one they played, a 3-point game. What was the score?
That was 77-74. So you had Buck 51. 151. This is 145.5.
Let's go under. Especially if Campbell's not playing well, they're going to slow it down.
UNC Wilmington's been under this number 3 games in a row.
So why don't we go with the trend?
What about Campbell? What's Campbell been doing here? Under. Last 2 games have been under this number, but they give up a lot of points. They're not very good. Joel Campbell. You want to take the under, huh?
Yeah.
Is this game on? Can I watch this game? CBS Sports Network, this is on.
All right, let's take the under.
All right, I'm in, Joe. Under.
All right, under.
Hey, I got an idea, since it's Monday. How about let's put it with the golf.
All right.
Let's put it with the golf. What do you say?
Does the golf start today?
No, Thursday.
All right. What golf tournament is this now?
They're playing at Haro. That basically Haro could watch the tournament in his backyard. This is the PGA National down in West Palm. So you're gonna be down there. You might be down there this weekend.
I might be.
You gonna go to the golf?
No, I'm not going to the golf. I did say if I was down there, Haro dinner. He's like Thursday or Friday. I was like, all right.
Wow, breaking bread
with Haro.
Is that true?
It's possible. It's possible.
Wow.
But why don't they have it? What am I missing here, Carver? The match. It says
no,
live.
I forgot the match is going on. Yeah, we're not betting on that. That's the thing with Rory and Lexi Thompson, Max Homa. That's going on right now. The golf is the cognizant that PGA National this weekend. Used to be the Honda. They changed the name.
So I got
they didn't even let me bet on that in New York. I'm surprised they let you bet on the Jersey. You can, huh?
Yeah, I mean, all right, so I'm going to put it with the golf.
Let's put it with the golf. Let's get this under in with the golf.
All right, you ready?
Who do you want to put it with?
All right, let's.
You want to go with a top 10 or an outright?
Let's try top 10.
All right, how about this? I mean, I love this
tournament.
I got
a guy for top 10.
Oh, okay, who do you got?
Danny Berger.
No. Although I'll say this. Now, Berger's just come back. He didn't play for a year and a half. He blew a five-shot lead at this tournament. I think it was 3 years ago. He had a four or five-shot lead going into the final round on Sunday, and he blew it. He also lives down there. This is also a home game for him. You want to go with the home guy here, Danny Berger?
Yeah.
Berger time?
Yeah, top 10.
I kind of want to go to the Irish Bear. He plays well here, too.
Who's the Irish Bear?
Shane Lowry.
I'll give you a choice. Berger or Sepp Straka?
Straka won the year that Berger yacked up the lead. So Straka's won here before.
But why is Berger shorter than him then?
Because Straka, you know, Straka's very boomer bust. He won the John Deere last year. He won this tournament there 2 years ago. But then, like,
You want to go with Ricky Fowler?
Ricky's a great. That's also a home game for him. But I don't want to put that with something because that's so big. We could play that straight. Well, what's Ricky for top 10?
550.
Oh, that's a good number.
That's why I said let's put it with him. Pick one.
All right. You want to roll the dice with Ricky?
Not really, but I'll do it because I know you say yes because it's Haro.
Well, that's Haro's neighbor. So we get in with. Let's figure it out when we come back. I mean, these guys all live by Haro down. This game is a Haro home game this weekend. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you on a Monday night. Joe, I'm going to get to the phones, but first, I will let you know, I got it under 146 here with this Wilmington game.
All right.
So, and I put it with Ricky Fowler, top 10 at the Cognizant this week, down at PGA National.
So. All right, so I'm going to go with Berger and under the 146.5.
That's fine. We're both on the game tonight. That's all that matters. If we're not together on the golf, it is what it is. You never want to be with me on the same side as me anyway. So
Miami hanging in there.
They're hanging around. We'll see what can happen. 844-843-6879 is the number here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll get it going with Jay from Pennsylvania here tonight on CNL. Hi, Jay. How are you?
What's up, Jay?
Good evening. Good evening, guys. For four things real quick, I know you're busy. One, it's good to have you guys back together again. I'm happy about that, so it's good to hear you.
Thank you.
Two, Joe did well in the cockpit by himself last week. He was flying solo, and he did a tremendous job. I got to say.
He can
yes, he did.
I know. There's no problems there. We know Joe can handle that. Not a problem
whatsoever. And his reward is with Haro, and he's going to have some scongeli and a little calamari. So
yeah, I can't believe that. I mean,
does Haro eat that, Carver?
Haro eats anything. Haro will go wherever you
Joe,
want.
Joe will make him eat that. Joe will make him. Yes, Joe. And I've got a hockey bet because everybody is Mike Carver says everybody likes hockey.
Everybody loves hockey.
And Joe's getting hockey because I'm all hockey. It's a greedy bet for Joe. But it's not too far off. It's a 9:40 game, the Kings and the Oilers. I've got Hyman and McDavid to score a goal.
Ooh. All right.
Drysdale. Drysdale, that's Joe's boy, for three shots.
Yeah. Okay.
And Kempe for three shots.
Okay.
Plus 2023. Plus 2023.
Big numbers. Four digits.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
You know what? You know what? We're having a good night, Jay. I'll go with you on it. So McDavid, Hyman, and then the score, and then you have Draisaitl and Kempe for three plus shots. That's what you're going with?
Yes, sir. Love you guys. Right. You hang in there. Thanks for being there for me. Right, thank you.
You're the man, Jay. Thank you so much.
Man, this Kempe is 10. He's 100-1 to have three shots.
No, I think you're reading that wrong. There's no way.
Maybe that's the score. Score three goals. I'm looking at three goals. I got a little excited.
100-1.
I got a little excited. I said, wow, three shots for this guy? All right, there we go. I was on the wrong tab. All right. Kempe for three shots. He's minus 188. I like it. All right, so here's what I'm going to do because I'm already invested in the game. Draisaitl, Kempe for three, and McDavid to score plays 547. So I'm in it with you guys.
Okay, let's get it.
All right.
Kings and Oilers. Oh, they're underway in Dallas between the Islanders and the Stars. The Islanders suck. But you can now get that, Joe, at over 5.5 at plus 132. So I gave you all those numbers about the Islanders and the Stars, those trends with the over. 10-13 minutes into the game, nobody has scored. Now we're getting a little 5.5 at plus 132.
Yeah, I might jump in. Let me just say this. I did the hockey, right, Friday night. I took a big bet. I'll send you the ticket on the Jets, right, Carver?
Okay.
Jets and Blackhawks over 5.5. I altered it to 7. I just had a feel, and I got smashed. That game ended in overtime, 3-2.
Sometimes you got to take your lumps.
Yeah, but every game on Friday night was a dead under. There were three games. They were all unders. I had George Kurtz on talking the hockey.
Did you?
Yeah, on Friday.
How about that?
Yeah. So
you in the hockey, huh?
Oh, I was talking baseball for the first hour. You'd be
all
proud.
Right, I'm taking this in-game over with the Islanders and the Stars. We're firing away. It's a new week. March
so
is
know,
here on Friday. Like, it's all happening.
Just
Let's
so
go.
You know, Carver, Miami down 4. They're gutting it out. And Bogdanovich with 2 threes in the first half. Bohan Bogdanovich.
That's your guy.
I need him for one more, plus 165.
Hey, can I get you in on the LIV Golf this week?
The LIV Golf. You're really pushing the envelope here.
They're playing in... now I'm going to get you in. They're playing in Saudi Arabia this weekend.
Okay.
Koepka's won there the last 2 years.
So he's the favorite.
No, he's not.
Why?
Rahm's the favorite at plus 550.
Why is John Rahm the favorite?
Because Rahm's the best golfer on LIV now since he's gotten there. And then Dustin Johnson's 8-1. And then Brooks is 11-1. And he's won it the last 2 years there. Mm. Both times in a playoff, too. You like this, Joe. Now I've added LIV Golf to my... Because now that they allow LIV Golf betting in New York. Did they put it on in New Jersey yet? You might not even been able to.
How do I know if it's there?
Go down to the golf tab. I think it's just New York. I got something over Joe here for once.
How do I know if it's there? It just says the match.
When you go to the... And what else? Does it have the match and then it has the Cognizant?
It's on a whole different tab.
Listen, go to All Tournaments. Is there an All Tournaments tab?
No.
Actually, I have the Jersey one open, and you do not have LIV. What a shame. I got you on something, Joe. It's about time.
You got me. Thankfully, it's not costing me anything because, I mean, really.
It's not costing you anything.
Here goes this Miami team. They're down 3 and then all of a sudden down 8. this Larrañaga, like, can he keep this team within the number? Like, really now? I have a good bet going on. All they have to do is stay close. They get the N1 and the foul, and they just, like, implode in the last 5 minutes. That's coaching. That's coaching.
That's coaching, baby.
Man, every time with this team, just stay within the number. You're not going anywhere. I also tweeted out, and I want to get your take. It's time Juwan Howard starts to hear the noise. I'm tired of this guy. Anybody else, they'd run his ass out of Ann Arbor. But because he was part of the Fab Five and an NBA guy, he's going to get the job for the lifetime now? I mean, really. He's 45 and 49 the last 2.5 years in Ann Arbor and 25 and 30 in the Big Ten. I mean, John Beilein, I did his stats. He was 65 and 11 overall the last 2 years, and he was 28 and 10 in the Big Ten. When does Juwan Howard hear the noise to get his ass out of Dodge?
Look at it chop, the guy, man. I love it.
I'm just saying, if it was anybody else, wouldn't we be saying the same thing?
Probably.
And let me just say this. I just said, this was not a rebuild. This was not, oh, take a middling program and, you know, get them back to, you know, prominence. This was, they were at the pinnacle, Elite Eights, you know, on the cusp, Final Four, right? To keep the momentum going and win a national championship. He's driven this program into the ground, completely into the ground. And he's supposed to be this all-world recruiter. Well, recruit your ass off, guy.
You're hot tonight, Joe. You're going right after him. Somebody cost you money.
Right after him, they're 3-12 in the Big Ten. This is Michigan.
Michigan.
What has this guy done? 1 year, he got them to the Elite Eight.
Joe, they don't care. They're a football school.
Now they're a football school. Here we go.
They're a football school now.
We're supposed to go back to 1989. Ramil Robinson, Glenn Rice.
Did you like the big realignment news that I sent you today?
Yeah, well, now all of a sudden we're gonna have UMass part of the MAC. I gotta
be honest.
That's
a good move for them because they needed to squeeze the football team in somewhere. So,
well, let's just be honest. They should be in that conference.
I like they were a good A-10 basketball team for a long time. They haven't been good lately.
Oh, when Calipari was there and they made the run.
That was 30 years ago.
Isn't that what they're still carrying themselves on?
They had some decent guys. Not
they actually showed today.
Final Four, but
they showed this week when Chaney went after Calipari.
Yeah, did you like that? That was classic.
I loved it. They don't make them like Chaney anymore. I loved it. No. Those Temple teams were tough. Blue collar teams. Let me tell you, March Madness back in the day with Chaney at the helm, always bet Temple in the first two round games. They always cover. Philly
always,
strong.
Always.
Blue collar.
There is NBA, Joe. We haven't actually mentioned that yet. The Raptors lead the Pacers 75-66. There's about 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter there. So back to back nights for Indiana, and it's showing here as they're struggling at home against Toronto. The Knicks also struggling, only up 4, about a minute to go in the first half against the Pistons. I mean, this was a heavy number here, Joe, right? I mean, this was, 11, 12 and a half, somewhere around there.
Something like that.
And the Pistons are playing pretty hard tonight. So 59-55, four-point game. And the Nets have come out and blitzed the Grizzlies in the first quarter, 30-18. They lead there. Only one game late night in the NBA, and that's Miami into Sacramento against the Kings. Kings won in L.A. last night against the Clippers. Really good win. But the Heat, Joe, I mean, they're bringing no one in there tonight. Butler suspended. A couple other guys suspended from that fight on Friday night. And then you also have Rozier out hurt and Tyler Hero out hurt.
It's all Duncan Robinson and the scrubs.
And Hawkes. Yeah, probably get a good number, some good Hawkes burn tonight.
What do you think? You want to take a
Bam's playing. You want to go with Bam?
You want to go bounds for Bam?
I mean, he's so lazy with the boards. He never gets boards.
All right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you on a Monday night, new week of Carver and Lisi. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. All right, Joe, Islanders did score while we were gone, so that's good for me. The live number is still 5.5, but we're feeling all right about it. Actually, you know what else is probably going to look good too, Joe? It's the Stars money line at plus 140, the way the Isles are playing right now. Caps lead the Senators 6-3. They're about to finish the second period. We have those two games later on, Kings, Oilers, and Edmonton, which Joe has a lot of juice on, and Bruins and the Kraken late night at the Climate Pledge. The NBA right now, Pacers have got it to 7, Joe, 82-75. Get the Pacers plus 3.5 right now, minus 114. You can get them on the money line, plus 158. Although, are you worried, Joe, that they might be out of gas from last night beating up on the Mavericks? They could be out of gas after all that.
It's possible. I mean, I always worry about those teams, Luka and Kyrie. Is Kyrie going to play tonight or no? He's out.
No, that's the Mavs. They're not playing tonight.
So what were you saying then? Maybe
I'm saying the Pacers beat up the Mavericks last night.
Oh,
so this is the second night of a back-to-back for the Pacers, who are really, they're just kind of... You know what, Joe? Anything under 10 in the fourth, 237.5. Here comes this Wilmington game. They're about to tip, Joe. I've been eagerly awaiting
the Miami game
to start here.
I'm hanging on by a thread.
What's going on there?
Nah, not good. They're down 11.
Oh, no. They're falling apart on you.
This is what had down 14. This is exactly what they do. They just let it all, like, they fall apart in the last 5 minutes. Every single game. They just start chucking threes, and I don't know what he's doing. He drives me nuts. They're down 14 now. Now I'm catching 13.5, 14.5. I'm on life support. Here we go. Kid buries it.
Yeah,
three.
You're going to be sweating that one out now, Joe. There's a 12 there. Now it's 12. Let's go.
He'll start. They'll be down 12 with 30 seconds left. He'll start fouling. He's unbelievable, I'm telling you.
I was so, if you couldn't tell from the beginning of the show, I was on him on Saturday against Georgia Tech. And I actually didn't even lay it, Joe. I just had him. You know how every Saturday I do, like, you know, the crazy money line parlays with the step up boosts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just needed him to win.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even do that. As gutless as it gets. It really was.
Yeah, this is gonna be nerve wracking now. Let's take the under in Indiana.
I got enough going on right now. I'm going to wait it out a second. I'm going to wait it out a little bit. We're already in on this. We're already in on this UNC Wilmington game. I'm in on it live over in the Islander game. I'm going to and we got I'm in on now this McDavid, Hyman, Draisaitl, Kempe play later on tonight. I kind of like the Bruins in Seattle. I want to put them with something. I got a bunch of these already with the golf.
Oh, God.
Hey, how about this? We haven't talked about this yet, because this is right up your alley as well. At 9 o'clock East, Baylor visiting the Skunk. And we have, Joe, system play. The unranked team favored over the ranked team. System play. TCU minus 2.5.
TCU smashed Cincinnati over the weekend. I was
on Skunk.
But Baylor, they lost a tough game to Houston. Now they go
on
the
auto play.
It's an auto play. I like the under. I think you're going to get some defense. Now, Baylor, last two games, they've given up. They've trended to the over. They went over with BYU.
No, the BYU game sailed over.
No. That was 153.5. That was an under.
Oh, was it? What was the game before that? Didn't they play a wild game before that?
They've played some crazy games. Now, Houston's been on a heater to the
over. Let me see what game I was thinking of.
They sailed through that total on Sunday.
Oh, the West Virginia game, 94-81, which was 2 weeks ago. That was the game. So that didn't get over that 78-71 game with BYU. It was just there. But I was thinking of the 94-81 game against West Virginia. Yeah. That was the game I sailed.
All right, we're down seven, Miami. Show mental resolve.
Let's go
show
here.
Show mental resolve. That's it. Let's cut it to five. Then slow it down. You need to slow it down. Kid buries a three. Oh, what a big three, number four. What a big three. Nothing but net. Back iron. He's going to start to foul. Just they're down 10. They give up a three.
I mean, this is like friends and family only at this Campbell UNC Wilmington game. Jeez.
There's about 30 people in the crowd, Joe. How do you give up a three? Another N1?
Joe's finished until his Miami game.
What are we doing?
This is Joe's
sole focus. No, I mean, look at this. Kid's wide open. No guarding. They're just wide open. Let the kid shoot it.
This is the only game in the world right now for Joe.
Doesn't even get a hand in his face.
How long you got to hold on here? How much time's left?
We're down 13. I'm dead to rights right now. 4 minutes left. Dead to rights. I'm dead to rights. This Miami team's going to lose by 30.
Where's the positivity?
Shooting threes because Larrañaga sucks. He's got no identity with this team. He's starting to lose it. They look at him as an old man. He can't even slow this team down. Just popping threes like chiclets. You're down 13. They're hitting threes. We're missing them. At what point does the bell go off? Shoot a layup. Another three. Wide open missed. Here we go. 13 to kid's under the. He's 7'3". He doesn't want to dunk it. He wants to hand it out to the perimeter. Nobody wants to just take it to the tin. Another three. Here we go. Three ball. Nobody wants to shoot a layup.
Just hang in. All right, don't worry. Just hang in.
He has no heart. This guy, RJ Davis, dropped 39 on this team. 39! In a college game.
Again, we're not going to get anywhere until this Miami game ends now.
Well, where do you want to go?
West Virginia only down 11 now. They were down like 25 a few minutes ago.
Oh, no, to K-State.
K-State. No, we're in on the skunk. I'm in on the skunk. You like the under.
I mean, can I cover this 13 and a half? Like, really? Like, what is going on here? So gutless. it's just.
I got a lot of football for you in the next hour, too, Joe.
A
lot of football notes.
Justin
Fields.
Well,
this is a big week. You got all the guys running around in shorts down in Indy. You got the DVR set yet?
It came up on us really quick, didn't it?
Well, that's because we've kept you amused here the last couple weeks till this showed up. I love the nonsense, too. We'll wait and do this at the top of the hour. This guy's not going to go. This guy's not going to go.
That's
but not
a win.
Throw.
That's a loss.
This guy's going to go do this. I'm not going to. I'm just going to come and talk to teams. I'm going to go. Just, you know. Why even have the thing anymore?
Wow. 8-6, Wilmington and Campbell. We're looking all right there.
All right. That's 35 minutes left in the game.
8-6.
We're not looking all right anywhere.
Got odds you to watch.
It's 8-6, but the live total's up, Joe. It's 147.5.
I don't know.
Don't worry about that one. We'll reassess at the half.
All right, coach.
I'm keeping my eye on it. Don't worry.
Okay.
I got it on here. I need you to get through this North Carolina game.
Yeah, I don't know.
West Virginia down 8.
Look at them. Here come the Mounties.
Wow. What a melt by Wildcats.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What do you want to jump in? You want to jump in something live?
I think we got a few things going already. Yeah, Indiana down 3, by the way. We missed a number there.
They like
could have got Indiana.
It's 240 and a half.
Well, it was 237 when you looked a few minutes ago.
So that's even better. 177. You think they're going to score 63 points with a three-point game? Let's take the under.
In the Raptor game?
Yeah.
77, 40, 60... I'm going to pass, Joe. No, thank you.
Okay.
Milo, it'll be like a 45-40 quarter. They'll go nuts.
RJ Davis, amazing. Kids on
wow,
fire.
Wow, there's a huge slate on Tuesday, man.
Yeah, here we go.
There's a lot of games on Tuesday.
All right, we hit one free throw. Can you do another one?
Yeah, this is what I mean. We got to get you to the finish line here.
No, I'm involved. I mean, huge slate. We're down 11.
Can I get you in on any spring training baseball tomorrow?
Overs. You want to get me in on overs?
No, they don't have
that's
the totals
the only thing
up.
I'm willing
no
to play.
Totals.
I can't play it. What do you want me to get? Who do you want me to get into?
I'm just seeing where you're at right now. That's all.
I'll do overs in bed. Look, they're fouling with 3 minutes left. What are we doing?
It's Larinaga.
Fouling. We're fouling the guy that's got 39 points. Are we serious?
You got to get that back to single digits.
How do you foul the guy that's on a career high? Send them to the line. We're down 12.
I mean, you can get out of it right now. You can go get North Carolina Live minus 13 and a half. You can get out of it. Save yourself the stress.
The cap is right. The cap is right.
Okay, we'll find out. In fact, don't you say you had 14 and a half?
Both.
You got both, huh? You went in for more.
I did. One was
greedy.
Tip.
Greedy.
I'm very greedy. I played one last night, one today.
West Virginia down five.
Yeah, here we go. Here's the upset special of the night. This gutless team.
Seriously, what were they up?
All right, we got a three ball. We got a three ball.
Yes, you're finished.
Can we get a stop? Can we get a stop? How about you play some defense? This is well, Larinaga, great coach. How about you guard the guy that's got 41 points?
West Virginia was down 22 at the half. And they've got it to five with four and a half to go.
What was
another
that?
Another three.
Number?
Another three for Miami.
Oh, here we go. How about that?
65.
Eight and a half. How about
seven
that?
Seven and a half.
Put your hands on. Let guard somebody.
You're alive, Joe.
Oh, it's
coming down to the wire here in Chapel Hill.
Easy.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Monday night on the grid, 844-843-6879. So Miami now, Joe, down seven.
All right.
Here with under 2 minutes to go. So, look, Joe, there's going to be some fouling here. This is real. What it really comes down to is you got to make a couple shots.
You just got to make a couple buckets. Stop going.
You
got to
make a couple buckets, and even if they're making their free throws.
Bottom line, Carver.
You got to make some buckets.
Seven and a half. The in-game number seven and a half. I got 7 points of value right now. Just don't let it slip. Get the bound. They got the bound. All right. Let's work for it. Go inside to the big man and one. Oh, he missed it, and they called the foul. Geez. That's it.
All right, going to the
go
line.
Go inside.
All right.
Go inside.
All right.
You got to use a little body English. No?
Meanwhile, Joe, after a slow start here in this Campbell game, suddenly both teams hit like two threes apiece, and now it's back up to 148 and a half. So, suddenly these kids are shooting from the parking lot. And everything's going in, which isn't helpful. West Virginia down 2. 74-72. What a melt by Kansas State, who was up 22 at the half. Oof, that's ugly, Joe.
Yeah,
that is ugly.
What are we going to do?
Nothing we're going to do. We ain't in on it. Miami down 2.
Oh, here they come. They're
Miami down
defense.
2.
They buried a 3-ball. Let's get it.
We got another
We're
hour
back.
To go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.